First Peter chapter 4. So then, ka Christ suffer ya ina ibare ina this world, ono fi think just like how Christ me think, so that when ono suffer, you will be strong too. Sin no a control nobody when me suffer. Fin ya go back, you must live the rest of your life here upon earth and do what God want you do. Now what you feel fi do? You don't spend enough time back then. You do the things where people when don't know God do. You don't spend your time to go to a wild party. You drink and get drunk. You live one loose life. You're full of lust. And you just do the most disgusting thing. You just worship idol. Of course, your friend know where you just got. Then surprise that now you don't want to join there again. If you do the wicked thing there, what you just do? And so they turn wrong and insult you. But just remember say that they will have to answer to God where judge the living and the dead. That the why the good news me preach, even to them one when me done dead. So that even though them body me get punished with death, they could have me still live in the spirit like God. The end of the world comes soon. So you have to get serious and control yourself so that you could pray. More important than all, one of you love one another with true love. Because love cover over lot of sin. If you open your home to one another without the complaint, God bless every one of you with one of his special gift there, so that you could use it to serve others. You have to make good use of it. If you got a gift to preach, well preach. If you got a gift to help other people, well do it with all of the strength where God give you. You have to do everything so that you could bring honor to God through Jesus Christ. Glory and power that for him forever and ever. Amen. My dear friend there, not frightened up when you go through the trial where they burn you like fire. Like if that's something strange that happened to you. You feel glad that you get a chance to share in a Christ suffering. Because afterwards, you will get a joy to share in a glory. When you show it to make the world say, conquer it with blessing when they insult you because you are a believer in a Christ. This will say that the Spirit of God there with you. If you are a murderer, or a thief, or criminal, or somebody who like fast in a people business, well then you deserve to suffer. But if you suffer because you're a true Christian, well, you don't have to shame. Instead, thank the Lord that you suffer for his sake. The time for judgment there, and you will start first amongst God's own people there. And if God's judgment start with we, you could imagine how terrible it would be for anyone who refuse to believe the good news from God. Like what the scripture say.
If the people were righteous, only get away by the skin of their teeth, what do you think will happen to the sinner then? And then one when I got no respect for God?
So then, if you suffer because that the way God want for you, keep on the doing right and put yourself in a God hand, the one will make you, because he will never fail you.